We're in New York at the LPAC Levity and Justice Comedy event, and we're with a couple of the board members.
Alex Ritchie, I'm a member of the LPAC board, have been a member of the LPAC board since LPAC got started, and I am very passionate about women's equality and LGBTQ equality, and that's why I'm there.
Hi, I'm Diane Felicio. I'm a member of the LPAC board. Very excited to be here. The time is now to make a difference.
What do you think you can accomplish with the 2018 elections coming up?
Start with smash the patriarchy and turn over the House, and if we can, turn over the Senate and stop the fascism that's taking over America.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to flip the House, and really what we're doing is we're bringing up candidates who will help us do that in 2018 and beyond into 2020. We are here to really rise up and bring up candidates who are going to be making a difference, especially for LGBTQ rights. And for all the things that are important to us and that will make a difference in our lives.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, the way things have been going?
Moving forward is the challenge, since we're being pushed back the other direction. The biggest concern I think we have, frankly, is what's happening with the judicial system, what they're doing in terms of appointing judges who are not in favor of our rights at all. And we need to do whatever we can do to take back the Senate in order to stop that avalanche that's happening.
We have to be on defense and offense. We have to play the long game. Absolutely. We have this moment. We have to defend, and keep the rights that we fought so hard really to gain. But also, we can't lose sight of the future. So we have to really find that balance and support candidates who are going to help us really just defend, but also be on the offense and move our agenda forward. And it's really an agenda of equity and equality for all people that we really believe in and want to push for, pursue, and win.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Other than smash the patriarchy, no. I consistently say onward, but the thing that is most important to me is stewardship. Leave this world a better place than you found it.
And Diane?
This is going to sound so cliche, but I really believe it. If not now, when?
My name is Lisa Linsky. I'm a partner at McDermott Will & Emery, and I've been involved with LPAC for the last 2 or 3 years. I'm a donor, supporter, and a big fan of the organization.
What do you hope to accomplish with LPAC?
I hope that we can support more LGBT candidates and get them elected. I hope that we can find more women who are interested in running for office and taking back our country.
And how do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Persistence, hard work, community building. We can do it. We've done it before.
And what projects are you working on?
I am outside counsel for the Mattachine Society of Washington, D.C. They do archive activism, and we uncover deleted histories of LGBT Americans and do things like amicus briefs. We did an amicus brief in the Obergefell v. Hodges case. We're currently working on a gay conversion therapy project that we will roll out in September. It's a very hot topic right now.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Edie Windsor. Don't postpone joy. It means never give up. It means you can do it and be unstoppable.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening. We're with Kate Clinton at the town hall event. What do you hope to accomplish with LPAC this year, especially with the elections coming up?
We've got some great candidates that we're endorsing, and we're also letting people know of candidates that we support. And so what I hope we do here tonight at this event, is that we raise some money so that we can make some serious difference with their campaigns.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Carefully, very carefully. I mean, what we're seeing is this chipping away of our rights, as we saw with the abortion decision. So I think we have to be very happy with what we've achieved, but we also have to be very vigilant to keep it, because they're just going to come at us and come at us and come at us.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, I do. Boy, failure is not fatal. Success is not final. It's the courage that counts.
Well, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're with Irva Shivad, the founder of LPAC. What do you hope to accomplish this year with LPAC?
We're really trying to encourage lesbians, queer women, and our friends and families to show up financially for candidates who are amazing, to invest in them, to volunteer for them, to get them across the finish line in November.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
We're going to move forward by defeating them in the polls and challenging them in the courts and being on the streets constantly. They keep trying to do outrageous things that are targeted at people of color, that are targeted at LGBTQ people and at women. And it's outrageous, and we've got to really fight back. We've faced hostile administrations before. This is not new. I came up during the 80s and, you know, faced a very anti-gay, anti-HIV, anti-AIDS administrations. And we survived those, well, some of us did. We lost a lot of people. And it's very serious, so it requires everybody to take action.
So what projects are you working on?
I do a lot of work with LPAC, but in my work life, I have a consulting practice that works with a lot of different nonprofits on projects around LGBT criminal justice reform, on poverty, addressing poverty in the LGBTQ community, on different philanthropic initiatives that we're working on. I'm working on this great project in Provincetown with a group of people who are building a community center that's going to be a co-working space and a community resource. So that's really fun.
And do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Our honoree tonight is Billie Jean King, and she always says, champions adjust. So, champions adjust. It means that when you're in the middle of a game and you're losing, you have to change your strategy. You have to change to adapt to win. And that's what makes a champion.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlotte.
Sherry Weiner, political activist for women.
What would you like to accomplish with LPAC?
To see more progressive women be elected and appointed to a political office.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
I think we have to be very vigilant and make sure we support our friends and make sure they stay in office to be there to challenge him.
And what projects are you working on to make that happen?
Well, I'm involved with several PACs, including LPAC and Tri-State Maxed Out Women, and we're raising money to contribute to progressive women candidates. So I'm passionate about getting more women involved in politics. I myself used to be the mayor of Livingston, New Jersey, so I've been involved and continue to be involved with that. It's very important.
And do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get through difficult times?
Say it will pass and some better times will be coming.
Well, have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Liz Abzug.
And what brings you to the LPAC fundraiser tonight?
Well, I know that they formed this several years ago, and a friend of mine here, Allison, is a supporter, and of course I support, so I, having been a lesbian candidate for City Council 91, I know how important this is.
I know, I think that's when I met your mother.
Probably so.
She was great. Of course, we're talking about Bella Abzug. So, tell us about the projects you're working on.
Well, I'm very thrilled. After 14 years, I'm working on a documentary based on my mother's life. And we've interviewed 25 people, everybody from Lily Tomlin to Barbara Streisand to Mayor Dinkins. And we're doing really to cover the impact that she had, not only in the women's movement, the gay movement, but on 20th century political action. And it's going really along really well, and I'm really pleased about it.
That's great. What other projects are you working on?
At the same time, I am also, after 14 years trying to get a film for television, HBO, we're in the middle of writing a screenplay for a feature film based on my parents' life, which is really what I wanted for many, many years. And then there's a play that's being written by my new friend, Harvey Fierstein of La Cage aux Folles fame. And I convinced him to really seriously do this play on Bella as an icon. And we're in the development. He's done the two drafts.
That's fabulous. And do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Women were taught to carry a lipstick. Now we're carrying a bigger stick. And the other one that I love is never give in, never give up, always tell the truth.
That's fabulous. Well, have a wonderful night.